This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. I wanted to talk about the recent heresies of Benedict XVI, which Brother Michael Diamond found and were posted on our website in the article by him in our section called Benedict XVI's Recent Heresies. In the description of this video, you can find a link to that article where you can see the full quotes, because I want to quickly discuss them and basically sum them up. The first heresy comes from his May 22, 2010 discourse, in which he talks about, quote, a global society composed of many peoples and of various religions, the common good and integral development are only achieved with the input of all. In this, religions are crucial, particularly when they teach brotherhood and peace. And so he's talking about various religions. And he says that the common good is only achieved with the input of all the religions. So it's important to have all religions for the common good. This is heresy. And he repeats the point by saying that religions are crucial. And he goes on to say that the exclusion of religions from the public sphere impedes the encounter of peoples and their collaboration for the progress of humanity. The life of society is drained of its motivation, and he goes on. And so he says that excluding religions from the public sphere is a negative. It impedes the progress of humanity. This is just interreligious indifferentism and apostasy. And this is the kind of stuff that comes out of this heretic's mouth all the time. And it sort of just flies under the radar, except for those who are reading our material. He just sort of slips it in there, this interreligious indifferentism, where he's praising all these different religions all the time. And people just ignore it, or they don't care. Moving on to his next one, in his June 4th, 2010 address, he's speaking of Cyprus, and he says, quote, Cyprus has been blessed by a resilient Christian heritage. I greet as a brother in that faith his beatitude, Chrysostomos II, Archbishop of Nea Justiniana, and all Cyprus, and I look forward to meeting many more members of the Orthodox Church of Cyprus. End quote. So he's speaking of the Schismatic Orthodox Church, and he's speaking of how it's blessed, and he says that the, quote, Archbishop of the area is his brother in that faith of the apostles, because he's talking about how the apostles brought the Christian message to these shores. This is more schismatic heresy. It's schismatic because it's endorsing a schismatic, and it's heresy because it's denying the necessity of accepting the papacy, etc. And again, we see that he indicates that the schismatic bishop holds authority in the church by calling him archbishop, which is the title signifying a dignity in the church. Moving on to his June 4th, 2010 discourse at the ecumenical celebration at the, quote, Orthodox Church. And so he was involved in another heretical, ecumenical event at an, quote, Orthodox Church. He talks about the different, quote, confessions present, including those of the Arminian, Lutheran, and Anglican communities. It is truly an extraordinary grace for us to gather together in prayer in this church of Agia Kariaki. The church in Cyprus can rightly be proud of her direct links to the preaching of Paul, Barnabas, and Mark, and her communion in the apostolic faith, a communion which links her to all those churches who preserve that same rule of faith. End quote. This is just an outrageous heresy. First, we notice that he says that it's a, quote, extraordinary grace to be able to pray with these Armenians, Lutherans, Anglicans, etc. And so we hear sometimes from the dishonest and heretical defenders of the Vatican II Church that they never pray with each other. They just come together to pray at these heretical, condemned ecumenical events. And there are many quotes, such as this one, where they explicitly indicate that they are praying together. And so this is just another example of that. But the worst part about it is that he's speaking of the schismatic church, and he says that it can be proud of her direct links to the apostles, and he speaks of Paul, Barnabas, and Mark, and her communion in the apostolic faith. So he says that this schismatic church, which rejects the papacy, has communion in the apostolic faith. That is blatantly heretical, because Vatican I defined that you do not have the apostolic faith if you reject the papacy. That is necessary to have the apostolic faith, to believe and accept the papacy. So this is just a total rejection of the Catholic faith, but the heretics in the Vatican II sect ignore it. As long as he says a few conservative things, these fools don't care. Moving on to his March 20th, 2010 address to bishops of Burkina Faso and of Niger, he says, quote, "The good atmosphere that habitually exists in interreligious relations enables the deepening of ties of esteem and friendship." So he speaks of esteem among the various religious groups, more endorsement of heretical congregations, etc., and non-Catholic congregations. And he says, "May the bonds that unite Christians and Muslims in particular continue to be reinforced to further peace and justice for the common good, rejecting every temptation to violence or intolerance," end quote. So he's condemning all intolerance. Well, strictly applied, that would, of course, condemn Catholic teaching, which is not tolerant of false doctrine. This is just another example of religious indifferentism. In his June 5th, 2010 address, during meeting with, quote, Orthodox Archbishop at the, quote, Orthodox Chapel, he, quote, "greets the Holy Synod and all the priests, deacons, monks, nuns, and lay faithful of the Church of Cyprus." And he says, "build for future generations a society distinguished by respect for the rights of all, including the inalienable rights to freedom of conscience and freedom of worship," end quote. So he speaks of the, quote, faithful, etc., the Holy Synod of the Schismatic Church. And then he says that the rights of freedom of worship and conscience are inalienable. Totally heretical, as we've proven and explained. Pope Gregory XVI, Mirari Vos condemns it, and many other documents. Moving on to his June 6, 2010 remarks to the Special Synod, quote, "I seriously hope that all your rights will be increasingly respected, including the right to freedom of worship and religious freedom," end quote. So just another example of a reiteration of the heresy of religious freedom. The antipopes say it so many times, it's almost beyond words. And then the last quote from this update is his June 4th, 2010 answers to interview questions on, quote, papal flight. He speaks of how it's necessary to, quote, have dialogue. He speaks of, quote, "dialogue with our Muslim brothers and sisters who are our brothers and sisters," end quote. So more dialogue. And so this is just an update of some of his recent activity. It's the late June edition of his recent heresies that's posted on our website. This is the kind of stuff that comes out of his mouth all the time. And so when the next update comes, there will be more of the same. And with this, you can really see how the reign of the Antichrist, and that's what this Vatican II sect is, works. That under the radar and in these long sentences and speeches, they lay the foundation of apostasy to undermine the whole gospel, to endorse all the demonic religions. And they do it sometimes in subtle ways, sometimes in subtle ways mixed in with blatant heresies. They just spread pure religious indifferentism. And then, a week later, they might say something that's somewhat conservative. And that's all they need to do, because they're constantly peppering in all of this apostasy.